When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my giggly goldfish? My sexy chic goldfish.
That's so weird you say that, because someone said to me the other day, like, I just feel like you have the kind of personality that would get a goldfish. And I was like, I feel like you have the kind of personality I never want to talk to again.
That's like when people called me body positive online for posting a basic photo of myself in jeans.
Stop straight up insulting us.
I have some controversial statements to start with.
Okay.
And I realize that, you know how you're scared of getting arrested because of tax evasion?
Yeah.
I know how I'm going to get arrested.
How?
Bitch was in Chinatown last night. Mm-hmm. Those fake bags are good.
Yeah, they're good.
And fun fact about Dez, he speaks Mandarin and he loves haggling with them.
You're getting arrested.
Because when we were in it, I was like, is this how I'm going to go down? Like, is this how they get me?
Imagine you go down for a fashion crime.
Because the lady came up to me and she's like, do you want a bag? And I was like, you know, Prada re-edition 2005. I've been looking at. And she was like, I got you, girl. And I was like, Dez, do your thing. He was like, no, we got to walk away. We got to walk away.
Yeah.
It was like $60. And he's like, we got to walk away. He was being tough with these women. We walk away. And I was like, is that illegal? And he's like, absolutely. And I was like, babe.
Absolutely. Here's my thing. If you don't live in New York City and you don't know what we're talking about, or like you've never visited, basically they sell fake bags in Chinatown just like on the street. But here's what I think. I don't think some of them are fake. Like, I think they're real, but like they can't sell them in the store because maybe like the zipper is broken or like the threads are off and not aligned properly. So they just like disregard them rather than fix them, and then they sell those.
Now, I'm not trying to have the entire fashion industry come at me, but I have a very stylish friend who had like this Prada bag, and I was like, that's so cute. And she goes, it's fake. And I was like, what?
A lot more women wear fake bags than you would think.
Well, it looks exactly real. And you're like, why would I, if I can get it cheap?
Why wouldn't I?
Why wouldn't I? And then I was like, oh my God, that'd be so funny if I had to do Giggly Squad from jail for a $50 bag. But also the way they do it is it's pretty sketchy. Like, the bags aren't just like laid out. Like, they come up to you with like a paper. I mean, you point to something and they bring you like across the street, and they're like, I guess they go into like a dungeon and they like bring it out.
I like the way that they get you, and they only say it to people walking down the street that they think they could entice. And it's like, yeah. Prada Fendi Gucci, Prada Fendi Gucci. And you're just like, what? You're like, what new Jack Harlow song is that?
It's just like your version of an orgasm. You're like, yes.
I'm like, what? What? Well, wait, that's hilarious.
I also realize though that like some of my very like fashion forward friends are shopping on the black market, and there's places you go online, and I'm not trying to be out here being like buy ripoffs, but we buy H&M,
right?
We buy Zara. They're all inspired by the most, I don't know, am I getting in trouble by this? I feel
no, people get really mad about fast fashion, but like
we're not in the 1920s where we all can like sew a new shirt when we need one that's gonna last us forever.
I do date a man who's made sewing his entire career.
Also, I do have to apologize to everyone that we're slightly late. Paige is working on a very secret project.
Very secret project.
A very secret drug project.
It's also, literally, it's also 10 a.m. And when Hannah and I first got on, we were like, what an ungodly hour.
True ungodly hour. I was like, Des, I need a coffee. It's the middle of the night. But we're about to get into it because I have some wild shit going on.
Okay.
Wait, so should I get the fake Prada?
Yeah, you should definitely get the fake Prada.
Should I say it on a podcast where hundreds of millions of thousands of people listen?
No, we're going to say that you didn't get the fake Prada. And I'm going to wink right now.
Okay, I also, I'm turning into you.
Please explain.
I have something on Amazon that everyone has to get.
What is it?
It's not fashion, though.
Okay.
Do you like drinking water day to day?
I mean, I do it, but like, I'm not like, ooh, yeah, water.
I think water is so boring.
Mm-hmm.
I think I hate that it's the source of all our hydration. Like, why couldn't it have been sangria? Why couldn't it have been something fun? You know?
Right.
I hate skinny teas. I hate all that shit. I don't like the sugary drinks.
Yeah, you hate a sugary drink. If there's one thing about you... You can't do a Gatorade. Like, you're not just opening a Gatorade and chugging it.
No, we're diluting.
Yeah.
We're diluting. We're putting water in it. I will put water in a sugary cocktail and people will give me death stares.
Yeah. People get angry when you, like, dilute a drink. I've watched it. Yeah. Like, I've never seen you drink a full glass of lemonade without being like, you better put some water in that shit if you want me to drink it.
I go to a Thai restaurant and I get a Thai iced tea, as one does, and then I get a big water, and as I sip, I dilute. I sip, I dilute, and it lasts three times longer. Am I a genius?
Some probably would say, yeah.
Would some say that it's a hate crime? Absolutely. But it's a thin line.
Yep.
So, it's called sport tea. Have you heard of it?
No.
Well, I originally found out about it from TikTok. It's a tea that this guy drank when he was going up Mount Everest.
Oh, God, Hannah. You're just getting out of bed.
Barely. I stay horizontal for most of the day.
You're like, are you am I training for a marathon? No. But.
Do I need to send a couple emails and possibly do a reckless TikTok?
Get me the sports tea.
So it's called sport tea.
Okay.
And it has no sugar, no anything in it. It's literally just tea.
Okay.
And it tastes like sweet, but like a very natural sweet.
You drink it cold or warm?
You drink it cold. Like, okay. You fill it up with water. You let it sit for like 2 hours in the fridge, whatever. Sport tea is the most amazing thing. And it's not like some crazy beautiful hydration. It's just like a really good tasting tea that you can put in your stuff. And if you want to climb Mount Everest, you can with ease.
Yeah, it's been scientifically proven through Hannah's.
Do you wake up with a lemon water?
Okay, you want to know something so weird? In my younger 20s, I was actually so much healthier than I am now. And I don't know why. I think I like am going through a rebellious phase at 29, which we're talking about it in therapy. We're working it out. We're figuring it out. But I used to start and end every day with a hot water with lemon. And let me tell you.
You know what I think it is? What? I think when you're younger, you're scared. Like, you think you're going to die.
That is true, though.
Or you're just scared in your early 20s. I feel like by 30s, you, like, survive it and you're like, okay. And that's like.
Showbiz, baby.
That's showbiz, baby. You go, what? what, I'm put on 10 pounds? Who gives a shit?
No, I've actually gotten to that point where I'm just like, this is my body now. And she's got a little bit of a tummy and she likes it. Because then my ass is just so much better.
True, people don't talk enough about that. And then if you want, you can take that little belly and inject it into your ass and become a Kardashian.
and it's a whole, that's a whole thing.
Take the sides of your cheek fat. There's fat that I didn't even know people could take out that they're taking out.
It's kind of insane. Actually, there was like a small time period that people kept DMing me asking if I had gotten my butt done. And I was like, if I had gotten any work done, don't you think I would have done it better?
Or like, do you think I do it so subtly and tastefully?
Right, like, don't you think I'd
thousands of dollars?
I would walk out of that operating room straight up Pamela Anderson. Like, I'd even get my eyebrows done while I was in there, like dyeing my hair. I wouldn't be messing around with like some small BBL.
Me and you deal with different problems.
Yeah,
people accuse you of getting all this plastic surgery and people accuse me of being brave, and I don't know what I'd rather have.
I think I'd go plastic surgery. Yeah, equally hurtful. Both people were calling us ugly, so it's fine.
But
we're working it out.
I found myself in plastic surgery TikTok. As you guys know, I eventually find like it knows I don't want to see it, and it's interesting to see girls do their. They do their like 30 days till surgery, 20 days till surgery.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what's this person getting done?
Those TikToks get me going.
They get me going, but they're like, oh my God, there's like a little bit of fat underneath my chin on the left side of my face that I want to get removed. And it's like.
Just say it, Hannah. Just go into it. You're already started.
We haven't had this rant in like 2 episodes. No, I just see like really pretty girls being like, I need to like remove fat from below my chin. And I'm like, can we allow fat to be under your chin? Why do we have to look like Barbie dolls where it's like a stick and then a head on it and your chin has to be fucking like, oh, why can't we have a natural progression from the neck to the chin?
Speaking of things you should get on Amazon, there are these face masks that look that look like chin straps that you attach to both of your ears, and it's supposed to like suck up your neck fat. It's supposed to like contour it without feeling like you have to get your neck chopped off.
But this is the fucked up thing. Ladies, your necks are not fat. Your neck's just connecting to your head.
Don't eat it. Get it off.
And this is one of those people be like, oh, Hannah, don't talk about, you know, lip filler. Like, you have, like, fairly big lips. Okay, well, I have a gobble. People, when I was in middle school, guys said I had a gobble.
No way.
Yeah, and you know what? I said, I have a fat ass, so fuck you.
That's true.
If I didn't have a gobble, I wouldn't have a fat ass.
I'm picturing, like, a fifth grade Hannah being like, I have a fat ass. What do you have?
I got a fatty. They call, so I add it to the Betty. Okay, I need to stop. I need to get offline. That's the moral of.
It's funny that you get to plastic surgery TikTok because you hate it. I get to cleaning TikTok because I'm like, I'm never going to clean. I'm like, these people are stupid.
But do you like watching
it? I love watching it. Oh my God.
It's like watching a workout video where you're like, yeah, that's good.
I'm so satisfied after. It's on a different level.
You're like, she cleans, so why do I need to clean? At least someone's cleaner in the world.
I'm like, wow, I wonder what it's like to date her.
Someone was like, ever just get into a weird manic cleaning phase where like you start by just putting a cup in the dishwasher and then your whole kitchen's clean? And I'm like,
come over. You're like, never. Here's my address. Let's figure it out in my apartment.
She's like, you ever just get wild and next thing you know, like, all your laundry's done? I'm like, that's me getting wild is suddenly there's Chinese takeout everywhere and I've been in a YouTube hole watching videos of Army veterans visiting their children and I'm crying hysterically. That's my manic phase.
The amount of times I've ordered food and like seriously thought about putting in like the delivery notes, just walk into my apartment down the hall and hand it to me in the bed. I'm like, do you think they would do it? Is that unsafe?
That's the best thing about touring though, is you eat in your bed with no judgment. You're like, what am I going to eat at the desk? I'm not eating at the desk in the hotel.
There are so many people that find it so vile that we love to eat in the bed. Some of these people are in my family, but like find it so vile that we like to eat in the bed. And it's like, I don't come at you for like your weird quirks. Like, let me rest. Let me enjoy the things I like.
I'm one of those people. I don't like outdoor clothes in my bed. Like, I also this street is New clothes. York City. Street clothes. Yeah, yeah, we're not like in LA where people are in their car all day, or like in the Midwest where people have like real homes.
Yeah.
We are in New York City where people are on the subway, they're in Ubers, who knows what the fuck they've been
yeah.
doing.
Yeah. I mean, at any point on the street, someone could just be taking a shit next to you and you're just like, "We love New York. It's so clean."
Yeah, like they could be dissecting a squirrel and then eating it. We were walking Romeo yesterday and we're talking and somehow he got a hold of like something on the ground that I could not identify, and I couldn't look at him for like an hour. I was like, Romeo. Romeo.
Imagine if humans were like that. Like, imagine you and Dez got engaged and I came over to your apartment and I was like, here's a dead squirrel. Do you like it?
My mom was telling me that cats will bring you their like prey or like their stupid toys to either be like, I know you're a human and you're not good at hunting, so I got this for you, or because they know that you're their mom and they know that you'll protect it for them.
That is so freaking sweet. I watched this documentary about orca whales, and first of all, wait. I feel like I was an orca in a past life. Like, I connected with them so much.
Did you
I
just
loved
start
it.
A dope documentary segment? Did we? What? Well, is this Freaky Friday? What's happening?
You just talked about Prada bags for 4 minutes, and I was like, right. But
the orca whale is crazy.
It needs saving, and what are we going to do about
it? Wait, what's the name of this documentary? Where?
I don't know.
Wait, is this the black?
No, it's not like the really famous one. Here's the thing. Me and Craig, when we're like getting in bed and about to go to sleep, and you want to put on something stupid that you don't have to like listen to, he puts on like the Deep Blue or like some like ocean thing.
Oh, I love that.
It's actually really smart because it's like they're down in the bottom of the ocean. So it's so dark. Like the picture is so dark. So you like kind of fall asleep or like sooner.
And you have, like, David Attenborough in the background. Like,
yeah. And like the voice is just so good.
The little minnow knows its life's going to end soon, but it's going to enjoy its final moments.
You would actually really like orca whales because in their species, the women are in charge. So like the most... Do not already love it?
I'm sold. You're I love in. When you're like, because the women beat the shit out of the men, you would love them.
They exile all the men. They use them. They have sex with them to get pregnant. And then they're like, scram.
Wait, so they're on their own I Hate Mentor.
They're
in the ocean.
For thousands of years, centuries, they've been on it. They're like wearing Giggly Squad t-shirts in the ocean. They're like, fuck the men.
They're just straight up toxic and they own it.
So like the grandmother is in charge of like the whole pod of orcas. And so when humans are like in the ocean following the orcas and like watching them, like what they do and whatever, they know they're like the smartest. They have like the closest brain capacity to us. So they know that like we're humans and that they don't want to eat us. Like, we live our lives, they live theirs. And they're like, cool, you can follow us and like track it. So this one orca brought this human who's like in the ocean with him a dead stingray and was like, here you go. This is me saying that, like, I'm not going to eat you. And, like, if you want this, you bring it to your family.
Wait,
and then, like,
so they're,
and
like,
then
they're, like, jack dolphins. Because they also could, like, they can, like, beat up sharks, right?
They're a, what is it called? There's a word that's, like, they're at the top of their food chain. And I forget the word.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do I feel like we're in third grade and we just, like, got home from class and we're trying to explain to our parents what
like,
we learned?
Mom. Okay, but did you know?
Orca whales are fucking cool. They can, like, take a stingray and, like, give it to humans.
Wait, Hannah. The other day, Craig was telling a story, and he kept being like, well, apparently. And then I just shouted, apparently. And no one got it. not a soul. And I was like, so sad. Everyone just kind of looked at me, and I was like, I guess you guys aren't on the internet.
I also hate when you're trying to bully your own boyfriend and people don't support it. You're like, no. If anyone's allowed to, I am. And he's said the word 14 times in the last minute, and no one's calling him out. Apparently. apparently.
We were in LA, like, with another couple, and they were just, like, looked at me, and I was like, apparently, I've never been on a roller coaster, and apparently. And Craig was like, I'm trying to, like, tell a story. I was like, yeah, apparently.
And for the gigglers that don't know, it's a YouTube video. Just Google apparently. It'll come up. It'll come up. I wonder where that boy is now.
I wonder.
Oh my God, I want to do a sequence of like, where are those viral YouTubes? Like, do you remember the kid when the interviewer was like, do you miss your mom on your first day of school? And he was like, no. Yeah. He starts sobbing.
Yeah.
Where's that kid now?
They did one where it was like, remember the like very first YouTube video ever was like, ouch, Charlie, that really hurt. They're like grown adults. They're like married. They have kids. They're like, please stop.
You know what I think about? I think about the Leave Britney Alone guy. I follow him. Well, actually, he transitioned.
I don't even know what you're talking about. What is
the guy who was like a teenager, like kind of emo, and he was just like in a curtain being like, leave Britney alone. And he's sobbing.
About Britney Spears?
Yeah. And it was like, wave, and everyone just like laughed at him. But he was like, leave Britney alone.
Okay. He's a time traveler because he like knew what the fuck was up.
He knew what the fuck was up.
Do you believe in time travelers?
What?
Do you believe in time travelers?
Guys, this is what it's like when we record at 10 a.m. We're not high. We're just in a different realm that we don't. We're scared, but we're going with it.
Like, if someone came up to you and was like, I'm a time traveler, would you believe them?
I'd be like, good one, Brad. If you want to get laid, like, just get a 401k. You have to be a fucking time traveler. Just be tall, okay? Like, shut the fuck up.
You're like, is this because you're short? Yeah.
Oh, speaking of short man, I love Back to the Future. He was so cute. What was his name? Michael J. Fox.
Yes. Put him in your pocket.
Anything else about orcas you wanted to say?
No, I'm good. But I'm going to watch some more documentaries because I watched two. And I was just like, I fucking love these guys.
Okay, let's go full into dope documentaries. Okay. I have to complain about Georgina because I finished it.
You did. What do you think?
And now I know what you mean. Because when you first start off, you're like, okay, where's it going to go? Okay.
Yeah.
We're setting it up. What's going to happen?
We're setting the scene. Then you're like,
oh, this is a full propaganda of just, you guys, she'll do anything. She could like fart on someone's face and then it'll cut to the confessional. And they're like, has the most beautiful farts that anyone's ever farted.
I'm like, who is this PR team? And can we please rewrite my narrative? So that people like me. Like,
so you start getting angry because like I'm not like, oh, I need drama on every show, even though let's agree it makes shows better. But I was like, they're just interviewing all her friends to say the same lines, like, she's so generous, she's so amazing. So I googled her, which, and guys, no, don't believe everything you read. However, she has a pretty interesting life. She's the daughter of a cocaine and cannabis kingpin.
Did who was in jail for 10 years. Think that didn't make good television?
They just skipped over that. And like, no one's judging you.
If there's one thing I like, it's a cocaine kingpin, okay?
There's one thing that moves the needle when it comes to ratings. It's a cocaine cannabis kingpin.
He was like, I have conquered cannabis. We're moving to cocaine.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not even heroin. Like, put that shit on. Like, we want to see that. She doesn't mention her parents. No one knows what's going on with the mom. She grew up in Argentina. No one talks about that. She pretends she moves. This is where she lost me.
Okay.
She brings, and got, by the way, I like her, but this is where, like, the show lost me. She invites these kids that she used to be an au pair for. Like, it's like a fancy babysitter. You're a babysitter, but you call it au pair. And she invites them.
No, they're nowhere near France. Not a lick of French going on. She's an au pair.
She's an au pair. But she invites the kids she used to au pair for to this like, what's it called? A Six Flags? Like,
basically, yeah, like basically like a big theme park.
A theme park that yeah. she shut down the entire theme park for like five of her friends because she's so generous.
Yeah.
These kids come and like, it's really cute.
She's like fuck all the kids that wanted to come here today. My friends are coming.
Then they found out she was an au pair for them for 3 months. I've taken longer shifts. My milk in my fridge right now has been in there longer than 3 months. Like, are you fucking kidding
You're
me?
Like, and I'm not inviting it to my child's birthday.
Like, she tried to make it like she had this amazing like, I know my friends have done babysitting for good money and they become like part of the family for like 5 years, and I was assuming that's what she meant.
I'm telling you, the PR team on this Oscar award winning, like, they knew what they were doing.
I don't understand. The whole thing was about her family, and I don't understand the dynamics of her family. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 children at the time. 3 of them are not hers.
No, they are. 3 of them are hers. The oldest son is not her. You've never heard the Cristiano Ronaldo story about, like, his first son?
No.
Okay, so Cristiano Ronaldo got this woman, got a woman pregnant. He then paid her off to never tell anyone that her identity and that she is the mother of his child. He then took the son and, like, the son lived with him. I don't think the son has ever even met his mom because Cristiano Ronaldo didn't want whoever this woman's, like, identity to come out. Yeah, so Georgina's not the oldest son's mom, but she acts like it because this kid, like, doesn't know his mom.
Okay. Immediately put this poor boy in therapy immediately.
Is that not crazy?
That's not covered. That's not covered.
Wait, we have cocaine and collusion, and we're not talking about any of it?
No, but she didn't have the twins.
Like, she didn't carry them?
They said it was a surrogate.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. But that they're still biologically hers.
I don't know. Like, no one, like, explains it.
Yeah, they like, gloss over a lot of things and then just, like, show her closet. And I am, like, that person that's, like, squirrel. Like, is that a Birkin in blue? I'm like, I don't care. Did you kidnap all these kids? I don't care. Look at those shoes.
Did you traffic? Are you a child kingpin? It's okay. That's Prada.
Is that real or fake? I don't care. I like it.
Okay, I have a question. Okay. Of all the stuff the Real Housewives wear, what percentage do you think is real? Because these women have a lot of pressure on TV to show it off.
I think Beverly Hills, they're all real. I think any other franchise that's wearing, like, full onesies, not real. Fuck you, bitch. I know you got that on Canal Street.
Oh, my God. It's expensive. And you start getting pressure. Remember, like, Leah had to buy a whole new apartment for Real Housewives in New York.
I mean, 2 of them are literally on trial, so...
But I did find out that Jen Shah wants Kim Kardashian to represent her.
I'm done living on this earth, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, I've please. Seen it. I'm like, I'm good on it. It's just...
Now, to be honest, if it was like parking ticket, I get it. I'm not saying Kim is not capable. I'm saying have some fucking respect.
Right.
For the old people that you allegedly stole from. Like, don't make this a press affair for your followers, you know?
It's also like, how many times does the FBI get it wrong? You know? Like, I don't know.
I mean, I do watch a lot of documentaries, but I'm not going to get into it.
Do they get it wrong a lot?
I mean, I did watch a whole thing last night about, but I'm not going to get into it. Okay. Sometimes.
It's for a different pod.
It's a whole different pod. Speaking of documentaries, I am still watching Secrets of Playboy.
Okay.
And it's getting really crazier. It's getting much crazier. They really start slow. They really start slow where they're like, he's a monster. Just trust us. And then they're like, okay, let's lay down the law. He was having like full orgies every night.
It's just like, where do you get the stamina? I have one boyfriend. I have one penis. And I'm like, I am exhausted. I'm exhausted.
You had to take a 2-week break off. Your vagina got depressed.
I'm like, we did it twice in one day, and my vagina was like, you deserve a UTI.
Apparently, he always, like, apparently. He just wanted more. Apparently.
I love when our jokes come full circle. It's probably one of the best feelings in the world when we're on the pod and we have jokes from the first 30 minutes that wrap around to the last 30 minutes. And
do
it's
you know
like
what it's called in stand-up comedy?
I knew there was a name for it.
A callback.
I fucking love it.
What I love about you is you are a purebred, just like natural comedian. And you just don't know it.
Okay, I just...
And you don't need the words. You don't need the...
I don't need what the professionals are calling it. I know the feeling. I know the feeling.
I'm fashionable and funny, and I don't want the vocab.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless. And they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly. Hey Gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it
absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion, or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt, and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover, and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, gift mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
Okay, secrets of Playboy. Basically, he will like find a girl to groom as his main girlfriend. He liked to watch people have sex, but the way he did it was he would get the girl. It's kind of like Jeffrey Epstein. They find these women, they're victims as well. To get trust other in other women. So he'd like finally like groom a girl after 4 months to be like, I want to do orgies with you. And she'll be like, fucking fine. And then he'll be like, go grab a girl and say we want to party with her upstairs. So she's like, this is super weird. But she goes, you go up to a girl and you go, hey, do you want to party with me and Hef upstairs? And obviously her eyes light up because she got chosen to go to hang out with Hef. Like,
I wonder how many girls that were like, no, I think I'm good on that.
I feel like there weren't
that many.
They made it sound like there weren't that many that would say no, but there were a lot who after the first night were like immediately no, and they left.
I've seen the what I've needed to see.
What I've needed to see. You're done.
You're done.
So there were a lot of like in and outs, but he had this whole thing where he had staff who, after a crazy orgy, their job was like to go in, clean all the dildos, like put it in a special thing, go back, put it back.
Could you imagine? Oh my God. Could you imagine moving to LA and your parents calling you and being like, how's it going? Did you get a job? And you're like, yes, I clean up dildos. Like, how is that going over at Thanksgiving? You're explaining to your grandparents at Thanksgiving, like, well, I washed down the dildos. I put them back in their prospective home.
And I'm fucking good at it. Yeah. Okay?
And I'm thriving. I'm the best at it.
But I people have to understand how grooming works. It's just like the Tinder Swindler when everyone's like, I wouldn't give that money. It doesn't start immediately where it's like, clean this dildo. It starts with like, oh, you're doing a great job. Like, you're doing great with the garbage outside. And next thing you know, it's like, could you do some stuff in my bedroom?
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you start to feel special that he like chose you to be there at the end of the orgy. And next
I feel
you know,
like that's also just like corporate America. They're like, you were so good at filing these papers, you're now gonna do 10 other people's jobs too. And you're like,
I'm the same salary.
Yeah. You're like, my mental health is dwindling.
I love that you brought that up, and that was so genius of you considering you've barely had a corporate job ever in your life.
But I like to pretend that years. I did. Yeah. I mean, I got coffee and answered phones and, like, forgot to write down who called. And, like, someone called us. I forget who it was, but they'll call back.
Full transparency, besides being very likable and fashionable and, like, probably, like, fun to be around, were you horrible at your job?
Horrible. Literally the worst.
I know your boss loved you. I know she did, but I know it wasn't for the things
my work ethic. Actually- it certainly was not. I was the resident hot girl. So, like, I walked in, I had a crazy outfit every day, I made a few people laugh, the snack fridge was always stocked, so I kept my job. I mean, in the first 2 weeks, she was like, I do have to fire you. And I was like, oh my God, why? And she was like, well, it's very simple.
She's like, you could come in anytime, we all love your energy.
She's like, you're just not doing your job. Your job is to literally answer my phones, give me the messages, and you don't get anyone's name right, nor their phone number. And it's the basis of your job.
For millennials and Gen Zs out there, there's so much answering phones in corporate America when, like, that is my nightmare.
Yeah. I feel like Gen Zs are at their job and they're like, ew, just text me. Like, you're disgusting.
Like, I don't know how this works, this
they're
phone.
They're like, hello, mom?
my first job was in sales cold calling.
I don't know how you did it.
When I was on the call, I was good, but it would take me like 30 minutes to get the courage to make the call.
I believe that. Have you seen the TikTok of like, they're like Gen Zs as 911 operators and they're like, I'm manifesting life for you. We're not coming because like we're so busy right now and we're just so overwhelmed. But like, I'm going to manifest you continuing to breathe. And we'll just like, we'll see what happens. Okay. Just like be
That's
open
what
to
Des
it though.
At the Italian restaurant. Someone going, hey, do a mood board.
Yeah. I'm like, what you want your life to be after this like little blip, you know, like this is putting you down a different path. And what do you see for yourself?
What's find out from a psychic what happened in your past life that's triggering you currently over this pasta fagioli. And 911 is not necessary. Honestly, it's a waste of oil for the environment.
Yeah. So. They're like, you want someone to come in a huge truck with all of that gas emission like into the world to save you? I don't think so.
Greta Thunberg, not happy. Did I just call her? I called her Thunberg. Like, what is that old Nickelodeon show?
The Wild Thornberries.
The Thornberries.
Yeah.
Which is actually my current spring aesthetic fashion vibe.
The Wild Thornberries was so before its time.
Oh my God. Nigel? Arguably a zaddy?
Gen Z doesn't even know. Speaking of Gen Z,
doesn't know.
So they were like, Tide Pods, did it. Done. We're good. Now they are inhaling spray tan because it gets in your fucking bloodstream and naturally is making them tan. I mean, no one's dying.
So you did it. No. So you've done it.
I literally texted my mom. I was like, you know how you say I try everything and I just like put whatever in my body that I want to? You're lucky I'm not inhaling my spray tan. She's like, okay, hang up.
Hot take. Have you ever smelled a spray tan and been like, I want to eat this?
Yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about. This is like, I can't eat this, but how good is it to smell it? Yeah.
Wait, so tell me what the side effects are.
So basically doctors have come out and been like, stop doing this, okay? Because we don't know. Immediately know. We don't know what is going to happen to you long term, but we know short term, it's not great. Just stop doing it. And there's all these.
What kind of spray tan is it?
It's like some type of like nasal spray or something. And like doctors were like, okay, you tried it. It did work. But we're telling you, it's not going to be great for the long run. And Gen Zs are like,
you look great. You do look great with your tan. We love it.
The Gen Zs are like, whatever, I'll die pretty. And I'm like, you're stupid.
The Gen Zs are like, the world is ending anyway.
They're not wrong about that. But like,
I watch.
We don't have to go out like that.
I know. You don't have to go out with a bang, not like a little sniffle of a spray tan. Have some fucking self-respect. Wait, but you really never thought of doing it? Because that kind of sounds easier than like the whole like putting a like thing over your hand and like trying not to get lines and then it's all sticky and then like honestly.
I'm not going to sit here and act like I didn't think about it. And it
was, I'm thinking about it.
But like I know that I have a gag reflex immediately. So I know even if I did that, I'm vomiting. Yeah. You know I have my nervous vomit. I'm probably it's going to happen. And I don't want to go through it.
So, I'm not a scientist, but it goes in the blood. And then your body's like, oh, your blood's tan. We're tan now.
Your blood's like, Jersey Shore is on Thursdays.
Speaking of Jersey Shore, what a segue.
Wow, I didn't even know to do that.
I found myself on Snooki's daughter's Instagram the other day.
Stop. That just made me feel so old.
Snooki's daughter is a full-on incredible cheerleader.
How old is she?
Serious.
Like preteen? She got to be like 12, 11?
I'm feeling like 9 or 10. Okay. I don't know for sure. But she's like on her way to being like full cheer mode.
Like Rancho Cucamonga.
so adorable, and like her whole page is just like her doing the sickest like backflips and shit, and I'm like, your mom did that once drunk getting out of the car. I saw episode 4, season 3.
She just like ends all her TikToks with like, and where's the beach?
Where's the beach? So adorable. But think about it, like, Snooki's adorable, her husband's adorable, of course they were gonna have like the littlest, cutest, most adorable girls.
Her husband,
but, like,
is so cute.
Like, he looks like a like, grown man
baby
with an adorable toddler face.
Yeah.
Like, he takes baby face to another level. And he's also, like, probably 5'7". But,
they're a small family.
Tiny, tiny family. Don't take up a lot of space. And Snooki walked so we could run, is all I have to say.
It really is so true. I want to talk about the Weeknd and Simi Hayes and Bella.
I need you to explain this to me, because this is a lot.
So the only reason I knew it is because when Craig was like, did you know that Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt broke up? And I was like, I can't believe this is my boyfriend.
The Weeknd broke up.
No. Craig texted me the other day. No. Nope. My boyfriend, the husband of Front Page News.
So now we know you don't watch Front Page News, you fucking liar!
I mean, did you know that I had a podcast? Like, he was like, oh yeah, I forgot you were funny. Right. He was like, oh my God, Paige, Brad Pitt and Angelina broke up? And I was like, yeah.
You're like, you're the worst assistant ever. You're fired. You're worse than me when I worked a corporate gig, because that is embarrassing.
I was offended. I was so mad. And I was like, yeah. And then I posted it and I was like, Angelina has been rumored to like be seen out with the Weeknd. And everyone was like, how do you not know about Bella and her friend Simi? Now, have you heard of Simi? Simi Hayes?
So when I did,
you've definitely seen their plastic surgeries.
So I follow all those like before and after plastic surgery accounts, as I should.
Right.
And these girls were like a caricature of like two very nerdy girls with like the frizziest hair, and like it looked like they purposely were trying to look like they wanted to get pushed into a locker in high school.
Literally real life Princess Diaries. They were like, and we took this and this and we made a princess. Like, they look unrecognizable. It's wild.
But they're twins. So like, they both went through the same Princess Diaries like glow up.
Yeah. So basically they have been like best friends with Bella forever. Like, they grew up together. They've known each other. And obviously if you like have the internet, you know that Bella and The Weeknd had like a pretty tumultuous relationship, in terms of like, he broke up with her and then he was dating Selena Gomez. Selena and Bella unfollowed each other on Instagram. Then The Weeknd and Bella got back together. I mean, there's multiple pictures of The Weeknd, Bella, and Simi, and like all hanging out. They were friends. And now Simi is dating The Weeknd. And I couldn't even.
Is she dating, or did they just make out in that one?
I mean,
photo?
There's multiple. They've been spotted out multiple times. I couldn't even like wrap my head around enough to be like, I need all the details I want to know, because I was so disgusted by it. Because it's like, after college, if like, there's no excuse. If that is your friend's ex-boyfriend and they told each other that they love each other and now you're banging him, I don't care about you as a human.
I just feel like there's too many men in the world. This is about to get even crazier. Did you see Selena post the photo with Simi on her own Instagram?
Recently? That bitch. See, I
literally
don't fuck
go on
with
your phone
that
right now. So I look at it and I start to do some research, and everyone's like, oh my God, Selena's so classy. She's saying she doesn't have drama with Simi. But in my head, right? I took it as, oh, you're saying fuck you, Bella.
They're all saying fuck you, Bella. And like, all Bella did was date the man first. Like,
literally take it as Selena being like, oh, it's so great that Selena's like, no drama, I dated The Weeknd, now you do. I go, no. She's saying fuck you, Bella.
No, I'm like, I just don't fuck with that. If you know your friend likes someone and then you're like, I don't care, I want to see what his dick looks like, See you in court. See you in federal court.
Federal. Supreme. That.
Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad, for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
This is some wild shit. Also, one more dope documentary that's like crazy is the Boeing documentary on Netflix. Do you know what Boeing is?
Yeah, the planes.
Okay.
Girl, if you think I don't look up private jets to manifest, you got something wrong with you.
You really?
I mean, who doesn't want a private jet?
I'll be honest, never found myself just shopping private jets.
You know how some people are like, oh my God, I just like love real estate and houses and let me look up like expensive homes. I'm like, let me look up a G5 and see what the seating arrangement really is like.
Because you know, my thing is, I think I'm just so cheap that I could never get my, like, even if I make so much money, I'll never be that bitch who's like, I'm gonna buy that yacht or that plane that's so fucking expensive.
Hannah.
That's for like,
Hannah, I have only flown private once, and when I stepped onto that tarmac, I was like, yes, yes. I was born.
Okay, so you're going to be the friend with the PJ that you can invite me for. Do you know how expensive the gas is for one trip?
I am the Georgina of our friendship. She is. She is so generous. You are the Anna Delvey, and you're like, are we stealing this plane?
I'm manifesting us getting like so fucking rich, and we're trying to like plan shit, and you have to talk to the other friend group, and you're like, guys, I know like we love Hannah, but when it comes to planning trips, we will be at a Best Western, and she will not even get us an Uber XL, and it's going to be a fucking nightmare. So like, give her other things to do, not the travel. It's going to be a fucking joke. We'll take the LA double R.
And like, I don't have time for this, Hannah, and your Best Western.
I don't have time for this.
I'm like, why are you bothering me with this right now? I'm stealing a G6.
So Boeing, when I say see you in federal court, and I'm not trying to say everything goes back to Bravo, but this is the same thing that Erica Jane's husband got in trouble for.
Yeah.
Tom Girardi was the lawyer on this case and defrauded them. But anyway, so imagine one day in Jakarta, a plane goes down. It starts with the wife of this pilot being like, it was just another day. My husband went to work and he didn't come back. Hundreds of people die in this plane. Mm-hmm. And they're blaming him. Like, kind of like, oh, like the pilots overseas, they don't get it. It's like, he was trained in America, so shut the fuck up.
Right.
That Boeing is like, there's no way it's us. There's no way it's us. Classic man. You're crazy. You guys are fucking crazy. This Boeing documentary is literally like explanation of gaslighting. So then like 4 months later, not exactly, but around 4 months, the same exact Boeing 737 MAX goes down in Ethiopia.
Okay.
This is unheard of for modern flying, for two crashes out of nowhere to happen of the same plane. And when I say, and they're showing stories of like these people on this Ethiopian plane were like people who were like doing charity work, people who were like building businesses, like just like real fucking like beautiful fucking people on this flight. They were like giving real stories behind it that you just like can't handle. Boeing's like, yeah, you guys are fucking crazy. Like, it's not us, it's you. And they're like, okay, this is insane. So they do some research. Turns out it all comes down to money. Boeing was like the best. Mm-hmm. You did your research. Boeing was the best.
Yeah.
They were pro engineering. They were ahead of the curve. A new company buys them and decides they don't need as much quality control. They fire like tons of skilled engineers, mm-hmm. and they just want their stock prices to go up and make the stockholders happy. When another company in Europe starts doing better, instead of them like trying to make a whole nother plane to compete, mm-hmm. they just like tinker with their current plane and they add this thing that like has sensors that if things fuck up, the plane just like nosedives.
Yeah.
And if that sensor is broken, you just nosedive to your death and didn't tell anyone about it and didn't really know the extent of it. And that's what happened to both planes. The pilots didn't even know that this new thing was on because they didn't want to tell them because then they'd have to do additional training, which was like expensive or something for them. So fucking greedy motherfucking gaslighters caused the death of hundreds of people. And the CEO literally got like a raise and like millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And Boeing got like sued, but the company got sued. No individual person was held responsible. Fucking Tom Girardi's scamming these people. And it was just the most fucked up thing in modern day for like people to die just based on greed.
And this is why you should fly private. And now I fly it's a safety thing for me.
A callback.
It's pure safety. No, that's so fucked up. Also, like, you're one of the biggest companies in the world. Like, you're held to a different standard, and they were just like, fuck it.
Like, we don't care. It's literally like they were treating it like you when you were an assistant just being like, I'm just not going to put this in the calendar and no one's going to care. And
it's like, yeah, no one did. Who's going to yell at me? Who's going to know? Who's going to know I didn't do it? And they're like, no, you pushed me to text that girl because you've been acting crazy.
Yep.
Like, that's exactly what they said. And the girls were like, I don't think that's how it works.
Oh, so now gosh. I have a lot of trust issues that I'm dealing with because of that. Finally,
yeah,
this episode is beautiful, chaotic energy because it's so early, but I have to end with something positive.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet might be back together, making their marriage work.
It warms my heart. It's just like, it's what should happen. You know, like, I feel like dating nowadays, like, being married, it's so easy to get out of it if you want to. And it's like, no, hey, motherfucker, you said your vows. And so, like, you're staying. Like, I'm really happy. I'm getting past the fact that I do think that they look like brother and sister. But I'm happy for them.
What do you think happened?
I think they probably just, like, got annoyed with each other for a second. And then, like, you go out into the single world and you're like, wait. I take it back because apparently everyone's fucking nuts out here. Apparently I do want to stay married. And, yeah.
But talk about, like, being in a public relationship and having to deal with the backlash of, like, a full divorce and dealing with the whole press cycle and then being like, just kidding.
I kind of love that too. They're just like, got y'all. We're back in the press. Someone's PR agent is like, yes.
Yeah. And love.
We love it. Thank you for giggling with us today, guys.
Thank you so much for giggling with us. Sorry we were a little bit late with this episode, but, like, we love you so much. Bye, guys.